This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringutang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throws and monkey sounds in there and called good.
The old Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon. Hey, welcome in, everybody. Happy Tuesday.
Oh, boy.
You all right?
I'm good now.
Are you okay?
Good now.
Are you sweating?
A little bit.
My goodness.
A little bit of the meat sweats.
Uh-oh. That lunch get you? That lunch run right through you?
Ran right through me.
I had to
run into the studio to make it a full recap.
I hope everybody's enjoying their lunch right now because Danny literally sprinted out of this studio at 11:53, and he came in as the open was playing.
Yeah. It's a photo finish.
Nice. That's quick making timing. Good time.
That's great time.
Yeah.
That's great time. Can't force those things.
Well, I mean, if I did any more, my intestine would be hurting.
Oh, boy. Wow. That was a photo finish. You were right down to the wire.
I was. I heard Russ doing the update in the bathroom. I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah, this was. You may hate him, but had a Noah Lyles-like finish.
Yeah.
you started behind, and boy, you clipped your way right through the pack.
Ooh, I clipped something.
You made it.
I clipped something.
You made it.
Crap.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, I'm glad you made it. Are you okay? You look like you're hurting.
I mean, there's a lot of force going on there.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm glad you made it.
This is not a natural birth, as it were.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Yikes!
Hey.
It stinks.
Yeah. It does. That poor bat, you're going to be the talk of the office now.
You, if I pushed any harder, I would need an epidural. Take it in the back end.
You know, there's nothing more triggering than a male telling a female, like, you just wouldn't understand. And they're like, try having a baby. You're like, yeah, you don't know. You don't know. You don't know that. It's one of my favorite pastimes of triggering my wife is just being like, yeah, I mean, I guess, but... You don't know what that's like.
Does her eyebrow just twitch out of control?
Yeah, she gets, like, it's the times that I feel like she's going to stab me, is I'm just sitting there going, yeah, but, all right, so, a child, okay. You see the size of this sliver, though? You see that? That's a metal sliver in my finger.
Well, look, and let's face it, when they're, you know.
Toughen up. Yeah, okay.
When they're fresh on the way out, they're still pretty pliable.
Yeah, this is metal.
There's nothing moving this.
It hurts.
God, you're speaking to my life right now. I literally dug a freaking metal piece out of my thumb yesterday before we went on air.
See, that's the thing. It's like, my wife doesn't understand that pain.
Yeah. Coward.
It really is. Like, boy, when you go through that, you're like, there is no person tougher than my wife right now. Not a single one in the world.
I mean,
except for the one who's doing it right now, somewhere around the world, and then right now, and right now, and right now. But in that moment, nobody's tougher than her.
Women
right
have a
then.
Chemical in their body that makes them forget the pain. Like, that tells you everything you need to know.
They get that when they get a cold, too, because my wife's way tougher in that regard as well.
Yeah,
I'm like, yeah, I got this sinus pressure. She's like, toughen up, buttercup.
Yeah, I'm a giant man baby when I'm sick.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, you know, you don't know what it's like getting kicked in the nuts.
That one they don't know.
You don't know. It might be worse. I don't got a chemical that releases that says that and that didn't hurt. No, all the chemicals say that hurts, man.
It hurts all off.
That hurts.
If you're talking about the triggering conversation towards a woman, I was like, think about it this way. You give birth, what, once, maybe twice? I get hit in the nuts about 7,000 times in my life. I think that's about the
giant weenie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that will trigger.
Oh, God.
That one's going to be a big trigger right there.
Just,
that's not
just threw the grenade in there.
Whoa. Just walk right out of that room. Just beep.
You have no idea. And then I just kind of walk away.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I don't.
I've had some bad runs.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
God, I've got. there are some drops.
But I've eaten a lot of fiber this week.
I'm always high on fiber.
Yeah, I don't. I may not know that pain, but I. Nope, still not the okay. Still not the same. No, we're not going to compare them. That's fair. Well, I will not compare that. There's in no way, shape, or form am I ready for that kind of
this
pain.
This feels like cowardice.
Well, dude,
on your part,
you don't. Yeah, you don't know. You don't know. Yeah, we did have a. We did have a swag. Here's the situation moment. There, I mean that. That was.
Here's the situation.
There they are. Danny was in here going,
"Hold on, everybody!"
And then all of a sudden, the open started, and he's like,
"It's over!"
And then I took one look at him, and I was like,
"We think."
It's the most insanely tight hole I've ever seen.
Okay.
Wow.
Rust.
You ain't wrong, man.
Man.
That turd cutter goes to work.
I can't take you guys anywhere. Not a single place. Just like I... Yeah. Never. Never. Vancouver Ford text line's hot and heavy already. You don't know pain till you have a kidney stone the size of a golf pencil. Nope. You're right. I don't. I will never forget sophomore health in high school. There was a girl sitting right next to me. Her name was Heather. She was sitting right next to me, and she was like crippled over her desk, just sitting there. And I was like, "Are you okay?" And she looked at me, and with these dead eyes, she said, "Kidney stones." And I was like, "I don't know what that means." It was sophomore health. Raised my hand. What is a kidney stone? Yeah. Got that rundown. Mm. And it was like, whoa.
I had
that is something I do not want.
No, I had in the military, you can cross train between careers at certain points. And I had this crusty old security forces NCO who had become an officer. And when he became an officer, he left security forces and moved over to Intel. One of the toughest dudes I've ever met in my entire life, and been deployed with him later.
Are you whispering?
No, my tongue is sticking to the roof of my mouth. I don't know why. I'm super dehydrated.
I have a reason I believe to be the case as to why.
But he was one of the toughest dudes I've ever met in my entire life. And when we're going through tech school, he had kidney stones. And when I say he had kidney stones, I mean plural. And he saved them in like a little jar afterwards.
It's a weird thing to keep.
Yeah. Never mind. I don't want to ask the question.
Bro.
Does he have like all of the teeth that he lost as a kid too?
No.
Like what kind of weirdo is this?
What kind of efforts is this guy going into to retrieve those kidney stones?
I don't know.
Like come out. Yeah. And he's like, oh, there it is.
I've never had them. So I don't know. I don't think they come out cleanly.
I have no idea.
I think you have to like.
No, I have no idea. It sounds miserable, though.
But
every single
lots
person
of
I've talked
edges
to.
Edges and.
Yes, and yeah. That's the thing is like what he showed me were like small thirds of marbles. And I went, but that doesn't come out. Like that hole doesn't work like that.
No, no. And this is why the human body is amazing.
I was just like, what?
Yeah.
But I mean, this reduced him to a fetal child. It was insane.
Yeah. I
for weeks.
Well, yeah, trying to squeeze a dodecahedron out of a round hole.
Right?
Carry the one.
Yeah.
Okay, yep. I went back to geometry for that one.
Yeah, it was a World of Warcraft, you know, Dungeons and Dragons 20-sided die.
Nope.
But it took literally one of probably the five toughest, hard-nosed people I've ever met in my entire life and reduced him to nothing.
Takes you down, dude.
It was insane.
Yeah. So that guy and that girl I went to high school with, samesies, you know? The exact same. And that kidney stones, nope, I don't want to mess with those. I don't deal with that. Nope. I don't want to ever have that. I feel so bad for the people who have kidney stones. I feel like we need to give kidney stones more credit. I don't think kidney stones get enough credit. Yeah,
on the Vancouver Ford text line, dude I work with has a kidney stone that size, and doctor said it's trying to come through vertically, not the good way.
Oh, that would be horizontally. That'd be horizontally.
And I don't think there's a good way either way, but
no.
Vertically, definitely not.
I feel like diagonal would be probably
yeah.
That one would hurt too.
I don't feel good.
That just feels like what is it? The season two of The Boys.
Mm. Gosh,
I still haven't made it through season one. I'm only a couple episodes in. I keep forgetting about it.
Shout outs to all the kidney stone survivors. Mm. Shout outs to all the mothers that have given birth. They're and
totally
Danny,
the same thing.
Who apparently gave birth before this show.
Yeah, I did. Record time.
Yeah. I know exactly how we got here.
Mm.
I'm not proud of it.
Mm.
we got a lot that we got to get to today. We start the round of 16 in the rivalry trophy tournament.
Tournament? Bracket showdown?
Bracket showdown palooza thingamabobber?
Hey.
How about that?
There you go. I like
all
it.
Right.
Very technical.
We got the round of 16 today. Then we have a lot of college NFL football. It's cut day around the NFL. Actually, some names.
Trades, too.
Trades, names.
But a bunch of trades.
Yeah. And that is a little different.
Yeah.
You know, teams going, yeah, we don't got that guy. We got some trades that we need to get to. And we have some Portland to basketball news.
There you go.
How about that?
Yeah.
Where we got to start this bad boy off. Let's get off of this conversation as quickly as we can.
Yeah, good luck.
New conference, same problems. And this is it for me, folks. This is it. Danny and Dusty on the Fan. I think this is it, Danny. This is it. If they don't figure this out, I'm done.
Ah. With?
Comcast Xfinity.
Oh, yeah.
They have a carriage issue with the Big Ten Network now.
Mm, out of nowhere. Weird.
Oh, so crazy.
The week before the season.
Right before the season starts. So
where have I seen this before?
Here's the... Yeah, right? The Portland Trailblazers, last November, you can look at. You can also look at, I don't know, you know, the Pac-12 Network with their carriage issues. But this was not a Comcast issue. This was a DirecTV issue. This is a cable television issue. So what is happening is that on the West Coast schools to the Big Ten, Comcast Xfinity customers have pulled carriage of the Big Ten Network. For Oregon, Washington, USC, and UCLA customers. Mm-hmm. If you are in zip codes associated with those four schools, including
so the LA
Portland,
market is in that?
LA market.
Interesting. Okay, because I had only seen that the Oregon market and Washington market were for
Nope. If you look at...
So they're just... Cutting off their nose to spite their face at this point.
So yesterday, UW Men's Soccer was supposed to be on the Big Ten Network. And when folks turned on, it said Comcast Xfinity is not carrying Oregon, UCLA, USC, Washington games on the Big Ten Network in your area. Take action now. Call 1-800-COMCAST or www.allhuskiesgames.com. And then they have like a little... A QR code because it was obviously a Washington soccer game in that regard. There is a website that you can go to see if you are going to be blacked out or not. It's called allbtngames.com. If you go to allbtngames.com and you put in your zip code, you can find out if you will be blacked out or not. And I just put mine in. Sorry, you are missing certain Big Ten Network live events.
As am I.
So, like, this is, and by the way, the Big Ten has responded to this in the Big Ten Network.
Oh, they did? Because they hadn't earlier.
Yeah. The Big Ten Network is proud to present an expanded slate of live sporting events featuring the newest members of the Big Ten Conference. However, most Comcast subscribers will not see these games. As the one distribution partner that declined to expand along with us, Comcast Xfinity viewers in many areas will not have access to live broadcasts of the highly anticipated inaugural Big Ten season games for Oregon, UCLA, USC, and Washington. Ike. This is one of the most infuriating things, and this is not a Big Ten issue, obviously. It's not a Pac-12 issue, or look, the Denver Nuggets couldn't be seen by, what was the percentage of people in Colorado?
Oh, it was like less than 10% could watch games on altitude.
And the owner of the Nuggets owns altitude.
Yeah. It's carriage fees negotiations. It's this hard, it's quite literally hardline, like, communist stance of, like, I have X amount of money that I will spend. Like, I mean, I'm a full-on Cold War. I have this amount that I will spend to pay for this, and I will not spend a dollar more or penny more because it sets precedent. And that's what all of these contracts are negotiated on.
Well, that's why
precedent.
The Pac-12 network wasn't on DirecTV, is because mm-hmm. DirecTV was saying, we're not going to pay this much per customer for the Pac-12 network.
Yes.
And Comcast Xfinity did. And they're like, you're not going to let somebody else carry this for cheaper than what we're carrying it for. And that was the whole ordeal with DirecTV.
If I remember right, the number was $3.40 per subscriber that Comcast got in at. And the other providers would not go above, I think it was $2.90. per subscriber, which is a chasm. And when you're talking about per subscriber and you're talking about thousands of people, like,
you're talking 50 cents per customer,
yeah,
right?
And
then
it's just an insane amount of money. And that's that when the mediator came in, I believe it was supposed to be something like 310, and it was amenable by both sides, but no, there was give and take that they just wouldn't allow for. And it ended up being DirecTV saying they wanted it at 305 and 310 was, anyways, it's very, very specific lines were drawn in the sand and they said, hell no.
And so Comcast Xfinity was the only partner that did not pick up the Big Ten Network with the expansion.
Maybe people will stop yelling at the Trailblazers now about Comcast last year, thinking that the Blazers had anything to do with it, because this is Comcast's MO now. Look what they're doing. What they're doing a week before the season. Does this sound vaguely familiar?
And, yep.
It's intentional.
So, basically, what your options are now, you can do YouTube TV, DirecTV, Fubo, right?
Yeah. Probably maybe like the Hulu.
But also, you know, you'd like to say that your voice matters and that, you know, if you reach out, something is going to change. But we saw that with DirecTV. It really didn't matter unless you come out in masses. Yeah. And everybody files that complaint, logs the complaint. And I don't know if that's going to even be enough. But it's like, this is the disheartening thing, is that, like, we have this new shiny toy, and then it's just like, nope. And they're going to say, all right, go through that dog and pony show of changing services. And with the amount of money that we're already paying, you know, like, if the Big Ten Network is not available, yeah, I'm going to leave. Because it all of a sudden doesn't make sense for me to pay this much money and not get...
Yeah.
The sports and the teams that we want to see.
Yeah, you and I both have the everything packages from Comcast.
Because we have to,
because it's part of our job. But if all of a sudden you don't have the ability to provide that, which we don't need it, spoiler, you won't need it for the Trailblazers going forward.
Hey-o! That's great news.
You can have basically whatever service or non-service, if you just want to go rabbit ears, they're going to have an over-the-air stream, and they're going to have a direct-to-consumer option. I'll have more on that in the next week or so. But the landscape has changed so much now, particularly in this market, that I don't even think Comcast is a viable option anymore.
It feels that way.
I mean,
it does. It really does feel that way.
On this, like, it's like, are you serious? This is,
yeah, yeah. I am with you, and it is so frustrating at every turn. Yeah. You feel like it's getting worse.
I get the bludgeoning because it's Portland and Seattle, and you can kind of put them over the barrel. The little markets in the Northwest that you can be like, well, you're going to deal with this. You're going to take this rate hike. Doing it to the LA market, that's ballsy.
But that was also, remember, Dodgers games.
That's right, with Spectrum.
With Warner Spectrum. Yeah. I mean, that was a big issue down there. I mean, this is nothing new to any market, any size, any region either, except for like in Philly and New York, where they will literally shank you if you don't have all of their games.
Yes, but also Spectrum is spending $140 million a year on the Lakers, and I think $110 on the Dodgers.
How much for Hawaii football?
I don't know, but also you couldn't watch that Saturday night unless you rode the high seas.
See, I didn't watch a lick of Hawaii, Delaware State, and I wanted to.
Call me Blackbeard. Had a bottle of rum and watched that terrible football.
Yeah. So, I don't know. You know what? Maybe let's pull this. Would you change television providers if you could not watch your favorite teams? And I want an honest, like, assessment of this, because I don't know. The numbers will tell us. People didn't do that with Comcast last year with Root, right? Or they did do that, actually, by not upgrading their packaging. They just said, yeah, it's not worth watching the Blazers anymore. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, but now they're messing with football.
Now you're messing with football. And look, this should be a week I'm riding high.
Larger markets, too.
I'm riding high all week, baby. Yeah. Like, this should be, I should have no worries.
Well, you never have to worry.
I'm about, Hakuna Matata right now.
You also never have to worry about watching Duck games.
But I do want to watch, like, I record, because I'm a psycho.
Yeah.
I record all of the other games so I can watch USC. I can watch UCLA. I can watch UW and make sure that I know what's going on with those teams as well.
Why don't we have condensed college football games yet?
We do.
Do we?
Pac-12 and 60 had it. It was great. Big 10 does it too.
Do the Big 10 have it?
Yeah. Okay. They do condensed games. It's fantastic.
Yes.
It's you can watch a whole football game in 60 minutes.
Day after, I would love to do that with a couple games.
Yeah, the turnaround is like 2 days after.
Of course.
So you gotta hit those early. Got to get those early. But yeah, they got them. They got them. All right, 503-864-6326. That is Vancouver Ford text line. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online at YouTube or at VancouverFord.com. I was reading this. Just yesterday, I decided to switch to YouTube TV because Comcast had gotten too expensive, and I didn't even have the Big Ten Network. So I'd have had... It went away. So I had to pay more to upgrade. And then today I see the news, and even if I had upgraded, I wouldn't have been able to see the Duck games. Makes me even more happy now that I'm switching.
Another one on here. Oregon gave fans a discount coupon for a year free on the Big Ten app earlier this month before this happened. So that kind of gives you an understanding of like the schools having no idea that this was coming.
True that.
Which is, again, the same way this happened last year. Like, look, man, Xfinity's been pretty shady with how they've handled this.
Yeah,
I'll be blunt. It's this and last year. Like, I get that this network, this business is so cutthroat, but continually screwing over customer bases is just not.
Yep,
it's not a way to get it done.
All right, go vote at Danny and Dusty. The poll is up. There's a lot of polls that we need you to vote on today. We got the best rivalry trophy. You can go to at Danny Meringue, at Dusty underscore Hera, at Danny and Dusty on Twitter as well.
8 matchups, 16 teams.
Wow. We're going to have to fly through those today. We do have some Portland basketball news.
We do.
Of the professional variety. Mm. Professional variety Indeed. Basketball news. A bit of a surprise.
Mm.
That after Rust with SportsCenter. Believe in miracles. All right, Spartan Bro has a legitimate question here on the Vancouver Ford text line. He says, will I get those games with my Comcast because he's a Spartan fan? He's Spartan Bra, Spartan fan, Michigan State. He loves them. Yeah, this is the expanded coverage. So it's only the four schools that are involved.
As long
as
they're not playing any of those teams.
Yeah, right. Which, not so fast, my friend.
I don't.
Yeah, they play Oregon. I don't know whom else they play. But let's see, Michigan State, really quick. You will be able to see all but one game.
Yeah, so it's just Oregon, right?
Yeah, which is, but you'll be able to see that game because it's on Fox. So their first three games are on the Big Ten Network. But in that, like, that's the thing that sucks too about this is Oregon debuts on the Big Ten Network Saturday. Like, their rollout into the Big Ten is a 4:30 kick,
which is, again,
against Idaho on the Big Ten Network.
It's purposeful. They know what they're doing.
That sucks. And yesterday it was UW Soccer debuting on the Big Ten Network. Nothing.
It is kind of funny that we find out via UW Soccer that this was a thing.
Yeah, and it took like over 12 hours for people to be like, oh, yeah. All right.
I guess that's going to impact something else, too.
Wow. Okay. On to other news. The Rip City Remix have named a new head coach. Sergey Oliva is the new head coach of the Rip City Remix. You may know him as assistant general manager of the Portland Trailblazers.
Yeah, no, this is a really, it's an interesting hire. I know the Blazers went after a couple different people, and then they came back to Sergey, who he's worked as a coach before on the bench with Brett Brown in Philadelphia and Quinn Snyder in Utah. Very, very, very smart guy. Personally, I mean, I really like him. I think he's a guy that's very innovative. He thinks about things differently, like without going into too much. I was talking to him right after they drafted Donovan Clingan in the press conference. And I was like, so what, you know, what's your best case outlook scenario for him? And you know, I'm like, what do you think on all the shooting and all that kind of stuff? And he's like, look, everybody makes a big deal about whether or not he can shoot. The only time that really changes is if you're in the NBA Finals. And you need to pull a guy 2 more feet out of the rim or out of the paint. That in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't really matter if he ends up being like what they think he can be defensively, which is a very, very, very high level rebounder, shot blocker, rim protector, paint patrolling guy. The 3-point shooting's a bonus. Like that's so many people want to talk about what players can't do. And Sergey's one of those guys that is more of like, what can a player do? I think that matters when you're talking about evaluation and development.
He is a very smart man. He has a PhD in computational complexity and a master's in computer science.
Yes.
From Polytechnic University of Catalonia.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Smart guy.
Yes.
Very smart man.
And he's got the Catalan accent, too, which makes him sound even smarter.
Awesome.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, this would be interesting. I just wonder if so his value to that front office as the assistant GM was talent evaluation and draft projections, both foreign and domestic players.
He did a lot of modeling stuff too, like computation modeling, not like walking the runway.
Well, I could see that as computational complexity being a PhD.
So like I remember the Utah Jazz have one of the better analytics departments in all of basketball. Corey Jazz used to run their analytics department. If you're wondering, kind of you're starting to draw lines of the connections, where was Sergey at with Jazz? Corey Jazz with Jazz, like okay. So he's kind of a jack of all trades. Everybody wants to put somebody into a box, kind of like what they do. Don't get me wrong. Like Mike Schmitz is very much concentrated on scouting. That's a thing. And they have somebody in their department in the front office that is focused on international scouting and somebody who's focused on the CBA. Sergey does a lot of things historically, has done things across the board. And everybody's like, well, if he's not doing that, who is? Well, the Blazers have a monstrous front office now. It is not running like it was under Neil Olshey when they had, you know, 4 people. They have a significantly bigger front office. I'm not worried about it impacting that at all. What is interesting is
he will be returning to that role once a remix season is over and it is not nearly as long as the NBA season is.
And on top of that, this is only going to be a 1-year deal. And now everybody wants to be like, well, it's because of Chauncey. Chauncey's fully on board with this. Him and Chauncey are actually close. So I do think that it does at least forecast some pretty sizable overhauls in the organization in a year, which duh. Because if they end up with a top 3 pick and they end up with Cooper or Ace or Dylan or VJ or whoever it is, there's going to be a pivot. You know, who's going to be the coach? How is development going to work? Who's going to be here long term? Like, that's when you start really making moves. Like, this is, everybody's like, well, you should get everything lined up. No, you shouldn't, because you don't know who you're building around.
Yeah.
That's the thing about this. And so if they want to start like trying things and getting data and development and being weird with things you might try, now's the time. Because you don't like, look at the Spurs. They got weird in year one with Wemby and then like kind of like leading into that. Now what have they done? They're tightening everything down. They're making sure the runway makes sense. Like everything's being done. You can get weird until you get the guy.
Yeah.
Right now the Blazers don't have that guy and they can get weird for a year.
All right, well, we'll see how this one goes, but it is an interesting move, taking a guy from a front office. But look, we also remember this is kind of how guys, I don't know, diversify their resumes. if you will, in the NBA.
Yeah, Sergi's is about as diversified as it gets.
Do you remember when, was it Danny Ainge, didn't he make his kid the coach of the Maine Lobsters or whatever, Red Claws or whatever they are? And I think he ended up winning a G League title with them. And everybody's like, what is he doing? Well, it's all about development and kind of an eye to see what the path of a guy in your front office could take. And being a coach is actually something that if a guy wants to work up and be a general manager in the NBA, having coaching experience on a bench is something that is useful. And this isn't completely unheard of. This isn't one of those instances that ultimately fans will say, what are the Blazers doing? They have no idea the direction of their franchise. This kind of stuff happens all of the time in the NBA, where you take an assistant GM and you slide him into a different role with the G League team, or you take a guy who is, you know, wanting to be an assistant coach on the NBA level, and you say, all right, go run a G League team.
Well, Danny Connors, their GM, was working in the Blazers front office. Now he's the GM for the G League team.
You bounce back and forth between the roles so you can get an idea of how the other side of things work. And this is no different. There's a lot of reasons why we can sit there and be like, ah, Blazers, they just don't get it. This one isn't one of them. It'll be interesting to see how it goes and how it affects, I guess, the process of whether it's draft, scouting, what it looks like in juggling both those jobs as G League head coach while still being the assistant GM. But you seem to think that this won't be affected by it at all.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be anything that's going to have a long-term impact as far as any kind of negative impact at all.
All right. Basketball coverage on The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. That's T-Mobile.com/switch. This is Danny and Dusty on The Fan. Yeah, Karate Kid. What a great movie.
I don't know how you don't get fired up hearing this song.
Yeah. And the Blazers should do that. They should do that as, like, instead of the big unveil, like where they have the video and they bring the lights down. You bring the lights down, you have the spotlight, just like it is the, what's the name of the tournament? Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's the All-Valley Tournament.
Yeah, the All-Valley Tournament.
Yeah.
You set up center court like it's the All-Valley Tournament, and you bring out each player to the... You're the best around. Huh?
I can dig it.
Yeah.
You know one thing that always bugged me about that?
Chauncey Billups yelling, put him in a body bag, Johnny!
Yeah! Another one thing that always bugged me about the end of that movie?
Scoot Henderson comes out dressed up as a shower. Instead of his warm-up suit. He's out there in a shower.
One of the biggest rules of the tournament is no strikes to the face. Yet, how does Daniel LaRusso win at the end?
You know, don't. That was a kick to the chest. You just misremembered how he kicked him.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah. It happened so fast. You thought it was the face, but it wasn't. You know, just peeing in people's Cheerios over there. Jeff Rust, ruining people's days. Golly.
Lord, how much potty talk are we going to have on this show today?
Speaking of kicks,
yep.
I had a quick derail moment.
Mm-hmm.
No way. The TikTok algorithm every now and then serves me up a fight video.
Okay. Ooh.
And a guy got out of a Chevy Cavalier, which if you are getting out of a Chevy Cavalier in 2024, the year of our Lord, whatever you said, you're right.
Yeah,
when did they stop making that? Yeah. And he was about 6'4", and this guy was talking all kinds of spicy, put his hands up like he's about to do something, did like the reload arms from Henry Cavill in Mission Impossible, like he was about that life. And this guy did not look like he was formally trained.
Mm-hmm.
He came out with a sidekick that kicked the dude just at the bottom of the throat and right at the chest, and folded him like a lawn chair, but not all the way to the ground because he caught an uppercut on the next one. And I went, when was the last time outside of a UFC cage you saw somebody like actually land a kick that wasn't like A wild flail.
Yeah, the confidence.
Oh, man.
To just come out Woo! With a kick to the chest is like.
One, two hard steps, side kick. I mean, flexibility.
Ba-bam.
Accuracy. Yeah. I mean.
Well, you got to be flexible to get in and out of the Cavalier, which was last made right? 20 years ago. The last model was 2005, which means it came out in 2004. So that would be 20 calendar years. This guy's driving a car that at its newest is 20 years old.
It's probably like an 02.
This guy, yeah, you don't mess with that guy.
Because, I mean, you've ever seen somebody get a, have you ever seen somebody driving a Cavalier?
All right, let's go down the list. You got cauliflower ear. Nope. Yeah. Big old forearms.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
You got the Popeye forearms.
Popeye forearms do not. That was one thing when I went to college. My dad said, never fight a man with cauliflower ear or massive forearms. Yeah. I said, okay. Those punches land different. And then Balkan Chevy just, Cavalier. We have those three.
And the fourth one is Balkan or Polynesian.
Yeah.
Don't go down that path.
Yeah.
If they are from a war torn region in former Soviet Union or a Polynesian island, don't go down that path. You won't like how it goes.
All right.
Just
okay.
It's look, if they look like Nick Pekovich or Lodi Nada, don't go down the path.
Yeah.
It's just not. I mean, you've seen Jokic's brothers.
You're just basically saying if you can't read their name easily the first time.
If they both have a crap ton of vowels in their name, no. No.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's those are good rules. Those are four rules.
Very solid rules.
To win a fight or have a chance in a fight.
If they get out of a car that hasn't been made, and it's not because it's like a collector or a hot rod, but it's because it just didn't work.
Yeah.
Then that's usually somebody that doesn't really care.
Nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Those don't want
to
do that.
Definitely doesn't have a car note. Like, you're not worried about, you know, like having to pay some fines because he beat the crap out of somebody.
No.
Like, that's just.
Not really worried about, like, yeah, I can ditch this car. I'm fine.
Yeah.
You know?
If I have to rip the plates off this thing and drive it off a cliff and or into a river, am I lost? No. You know, I just.
Dang.
I prefer to not go down that path.
Okay. I think those are all very safe and good rules of engagement. Cauliflower ear, full forearms that are large, drives a Chevy Cavalier or like vehicle, right? Mm-hmm. And then not of the Balkans or Polynesian.
Yeah. If it's a Geo Metro that's so sunbaked, like you can't tell the original color.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Just, you know, just don't go down that path.
Okay. I think it's fair.
If it's a car that's easily burnable or easily disposable and nobody will notice, just don't go down that path.
Easily burnable? Like he's going to kick you in the chest and set his car on fire?
No, like I'm just saying he's going to beat the crap out of you, throw it in there and set it on fire.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know what I mean?
I don't deal with psychos, so.
Have you ever, speaking TikTok videos, have you ever seen the freshwater divers?
No. I have no idea what you're talking about.
So there's these people that like they dive in rivers and lakes and ponds, like full scuba gear.
Okay.
Just looking for stuff.
Yeah.
There's one dude that has found multiple cars with bodies in them.
Whoa, that's not cool.
Yeah, like
that's a find. I've seen like the guys you do like the magnet, like they'll go out with fishing. A big old magnet and they'll be like, hey, check this out, a gun. Yeah. You're like, well, you're on a bridge.
Yeah, call the cops because it was thrown off a bridge on purpose. Yeah.
That's why you stick to the rivers and lakes that you're used to.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, we're used to the Willamette and you're going to find some stuff in that.
Oh, man, I wonder what's at the bottom of that river underneath the bridges.
Don't want to know. Don't want to know.
There's a couple skeletons at least.
Yeah, you'll get caught up in some stuff you're not ready or about that life for.
I would imagine.
All right. We wrap up hour number one. We had a poll up. Would you change TV streaming providers if you couldn't watch your team? 85.8% say yes. 14.2% say nah. Nah. So that's an interesting one. That's an interesting one. And we got a lot of victory laps coming around on the Vancouver Ford text line and on the Twitter poll from the Beavs and the Cougs saying, you know, Jason Jake, good thing my Cougs are on the CW. Let's go Pack 2. Then Kevin, the Orange O guy, doesn't matter if my games are on CW. Also, Oregon rent is due. I don't understand that last part. But and then we got a lot of texts on the Vancouver Ford text line saying, "Hey man, Beavs Cougs, they get that CW action. You'll know exactly where to find them. It's Channel 3, bruh." Remember that was the WB too.
Following the One Tree Hill marathon.
Yeah. And remember,
that's a pretty good lead in.
Daria used to do the weather.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Remember Daria used to do the weather on the WB.
I do remember that.
There was the WB/CW had a pretty good lead in back in the day.
It was great.
You had some bangers.
Yeah, that's where you could find like Hanging with Mr. Cooper. Mm-hmm. Was on the WB, I remember.
What was the big teenage One Tree Hill?
Yeah.
Was that the one that took up? Was that the massive
Dawson's
one?
Creek.
Dawson's Creek, that's it, yeah.
Dawson's Creek, yeah. I remember Girls Cried when Dawson's Creek ended. I did a little victory lap because I didn't have to hear about it
there
after
that. Never again.
Oh, my God.
Never seen a single episode.
Oh, really?
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, I've seen a few. Unfortunately, I've seen a few.
James Vanderbeek and his oddly shaped head.
I don't want your life.
Look, man, for an oddly shaped head, the guy's made some good money.
Oh, yeah.
Been in some classics, right. Too. Varsity Blues.
And?
What?
You said classics.
And Dawson's Creek.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he hits the dudes and the chicks with, like, those two. It's like Venn diagram of awesome. It's like James Vanderbeek's in the middle of it.
Full on Office Space, two at the same time.
Yeah. $1 million, yeah.
I do believe you get your ass kicked for saying something like that.
I'll tell you what, that may be added to the list too. Drywallers. Because
if they can hang 8-foot sheets with one hand,
they're gonna
do not want to
drop you really easily. So number five, we've completed the hand with drywallers. Hey, thanks, man. The neighbor from
Office Space. Good old Diedrich Bader.
Hey, Bader man, turn it on Channel 9. All right, let's get back on track here, shall we? Who do you think the most overrated teams over the last decade are, from the preseason rankings to the final polls? Danny and Dusty on the Fan.